we learn about a Shrek Lech, a thing now, Atalia, who was a tremendous Rishanta. She was the mother of Achazio. So when she saw that he died, she killed out all the kids so she should be the one to be the ruler. So basically she killed out all the children that were miyuchas to Beis David. She killed them all out. Pasuk says, V'atalye machazio rasa kimeis b'no, V'atokom v'ta'abed es kol zera hamamloch. She went and she killed out the entire Zera Hamamloch. Very difficult what's going on here. Kemat, there was nothing left to Malchus Beis David. One kid got saved. The Pasuk says, Vatikach Yosheva Bas Hamelech, Yoigom Achois Achazio. The sister of Achazio took as Yoyosh Ben Achazia Batignevois. She's kidnapped him. And she protected him. And from him, she basically saved him from Atalia. And from him came Malchus Beis David. Till today that we have Malchus Beis David, we say, Arichas Ne'el Ben Yishai Meshichecha. It's all from that one son that was left, miraculously, that she saved him. So Chazal tells us, Gemara says, Sanhedrin of Sadiches, Omar Rav, it's a member of Rav Yudah Omar Rav, Il Mole Nishtaya Rav Yosa. If not for the fact that this woman, Yosheva, saved Rav Yosa, Loi Nishtaya Mizaroi Shal David, Soridu Polot. Yeah? There would be nothing left. What does that mean? Stamapella. Which we'll have to talk about more next week. Hashem gave David a promise that he will have the Malchus forever. Mashiach ben David, right? It's all from Beis David. Hashem gave David a Melech Avtoche that his kingdom will be everlasting. Be everlasting. So the Kohel is David. Reb David Pardo asked that for a kashya. Says, how could Chazal say, Vadovo Tumur B'yoser, says the Kohel is David. It's a Pella. Tarei Hoysa Shvur L'David HaMelech. David HaMelech received a promise from Hashem. Sheloiti Posek HaMalchus Mimenu Mibesai. Like we say in Haftarah, David was given a promise that his kingdom will never end. So how could the Gemara say in Sanhedrin that if not for this one son that was saved, nothing would have been left for Malchus Beis David? Now try, okay. So this we'll have to leave already for next week to explain. I want to be aiming on a smaller point now. One nekuda ktana. And that is, why did David HaMelech get such a terrible punishment? That he should have a tkufa where all of his children should be killed out. All of his descendants should be killed out except for one. Why would that happen? So I'm going to read you a Gemara. It's a scary Gemara. It's in the same sugi over there. It's in Hedlum. Zokti Gemara Hazeh. Mimnei ma nenash David shenelgu kol zorei amaluch. Why was the household of David punished that all of these kids got killed? Listen to a Chazal. Mishum shal yidei David nergo noivi rakoyanim. Yeah. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, three things happened because of David. When David was escaping from Shaul, when Shaul HaMelech was chasing down David. So David took refuge in Noiv Yerakoyanim. Right? He went to the city of Noiv. It's a very chosh of a city. And he took refuge there. And they protected him. He didn't tell them that he's running away from them. If he would have told them, they would have been afraid. That he was running away from Shaul. He made it out like he's still David HaMelech, a high official. In the melee, once they protected David HaMelech, Doeg HaDoimi got involved. And Doeg HaDoimi ended up facilitating that the whole Noiv Yerakoyanim got killed out. And the melee Zong Chazal, Mida Keneged Mido, David HaMelech's children got killed out. But listen to Chazal. You're blaming David. David was running for his life. David HaMelech was running for his life. He didn't have an option. What's he supposed to do? David HaMelech was running for his life. It's pikuach nefoshes. It's pikuach nefoshes. You're not allowed to lie for pikuach nefoshes. Avada, you're allowed to lie for pikuach nefoshes. What's a shaila? Of course you're allowed to lie for pikuach nefesh. That was Rabbi Yankov's example that I always tell you, right? With emes and sheker. Rabbi Yankov always said, emes doesn't mean true. Emes means what's right. What's right. Rabbi Yankov gave a dogma. He said, imagine you have a murderer. He's chasing down, he wants to kill somebody. So the person runs into somebody's house. He says, save me. There's a guy a mile down the road, he wants to kill me. Let me hide somewhere. So you put him in the attic under a bed in the third floor of the house. Meanwhile, 10 minutes later, the Ritzach comes in the door with a machine gun. He tells you, is Yankel by you? So Yankel says, the truth is, yeah. So if you want to be honest, you tell the guy, yeah. Oh, good, where is he? As he pumps up the gun. In the attic. Third bedroom to the left, under the left bed. Guy goes up, finished. So to Biankiv, toss his MS. That's the biggest sheker. Sheker, MS doesn't mean truth. MS means what's right. Yes, usually the truth is what's right. But sometimes the truth is to say not to say the truth. So David HaMelech is running for his life. He's chayiv to protect his life. He's chayiv to protect his life. L'chayra, if David HaMelech would have said the truth to Noiv Yerakoyanim, and they would have thrown him out on his head and he would have died, it would have been a taina on David that he said the truth. So how could the Gemara and Sanhedrin say that he was punished? He was punished for everything that happened to Noiv Yerakoyanim. I want you to know, mida keneged mida. Just like Noiv Yerakoyanim was killed out, his kids were killed out. And Noiv Yerakoyanim, David HaMelech saved one child, Ev Yosar HaKoyan, one child he saved, David saved, Mida Keneged Mida, one of his children was saved. By who? By a Koyan. Everything was Mida Keneged Mida. But Chazal are telling us, the whole thing is a taina on David HaMelech. What's the taina on David HaMelech? He did the right thing. He's supposed to lie. Like I said, it would be an isser not to lie. There was a holding Torah once in Eretz Yisrael. There was a travel agent who sold a ticket to somebody. They give you an option to have travel insurance, right? When you travel, you have insurance. Chas v'sholem, something happens when you're abroad. You have insurance to cover you for whatever, medical, whatever, something happens. Anyway, a guy was traveling to America. Travel agent offered him traveler's insurance. He said, nah, it's another $20. He's not taking the $20. Nobody knows. Ve'aveis ha'meshenish k'novi. The guy came to America. He had a massive heart attack in America. He needed open heart surgery. You're talking about close to $1 million. So it's sold like a guy never had a shit. hat nicht kein Geld. Anyway, travel agent had a way to play shtick. Kilo, the guy had insurance. Kilo, he signed up for it. Lamaisa, he has to shut. And he was gepaskind. I guess I shouldn't put this on the recording. But it was gepaskind that he should put this insurance on. The guy's in the hospital. The guy's gonna die if he doesn't get surgery. They couldn't get money on the spot to do it. Afterwards there was a whole tumult. Because the insurance company didn't cover, and then they sued the travel agent, and then it was a huge tumult afterwards. And that's another shaila. If a mitzvah falls on your lap, who's mechuyev to take care of it? You or Klal Yisrael? So that, I'll tell you, there's another ma'aseh. Unbelievable ma'aseh. The Ger Rebbe. The Alte Ger Rebbe, Beis Yisrael, Zecher Tzadik Levrocha, the Alte Ger Rebbe, Beis Yisrael, there was a Ger Chassid. He had a tenant. The guy couldn't afford rent. No, 1 month, 2 months, 3 months. Finally, he tells the tenant, get out of here. I can't keep you here for free. No, the guy goes, he didn't have money. He goes to complain by the Beis Yisrael. He goes to the Ger Rebbe. See, by a Litvak, you have nobody to complain to. A Chassid, you go to the Rebbe. He went to the Rebbe to complain. So the Rebbe said, he's going to be by me for Yom Tov. I'll take care of it for you. Anyway, the Chassid comes. Beis Yisrael calls him in, says, you're going to throw out your tenant? Hayid? Throw Hayid out into the street? He says, Rebbe, what's going on? The guy's not paying rent. He's not paying rent, so what? Chodesh can go. You throw him in the street. The Rebbe zogt, it's the end of the story. So he turns to the Rebbe, he says, Abba Rebbe, I'm asking, I'll give for it also. Let's say the rent is $500 a month. I'll give. But let's make a collection. Why should I give the whole $500? It's my apartment, right? Why should I give the $500 a month? I'll give $10. Make a collection and give. So the Beis Yisrael told him, you forgot a Mishnah. You got a Mishnah. The Mishnah says in Gittin that if you have a Chatzi Eved v'Chatzi Ben Chayrin, what do you do with him? You guys remember the Mishnah? It's in Bava Basra, it's in Gittin. Hillel, you remember the Mishnah? I remember you did the Mishnah by me. Beis Shammai say, Koifin is Rabboi. He has to make him free. So he should be able to get married. What? Haloi Nivro Eilom Elapiri Varivya. The whole world was created to be able to build a family. This Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chayrin can't live with nobody. He can't live with a Shifcha because he's a Chatzi Yisrael. He can't live with Yisraelis. He's a Chatzi. He has identity crisis. Memela, frek the Ger. So what does he do? He frees the Eved, and the Eved gives him an IOU. Let's say the Eved's worth $1 million. I owe you $1 million. Try to collect it from this guy. Frek the Beis Yisrael. Good, you have to free him. Let Klal Yisrael trip in. Why does his Odin have to eat the whole loss? I go to cash. Make a collection in Klal Yisrael. Why does the master have to pay for the whole thing? Zok the Beis Yisrael state in their Mishnah that if a mitzvah falls on your lap, you have to do it. If Hashem blesses you, that expensive mitzvah falls on your lap, you don't look for partners. You do it yourself. Yeah? You don't look like you're here. Good. So Lamaisa, Vinishvi, the psak of the Gedolei Yisrael was, if you have to lie for Pikuach Nefesh, you lie for Pikuach Nefesh. So here you have David HaMelech. The only way for him to save his life is to lie. See, he didn't tell the people of Israel. So that's why now all his kids should be destroyed. Okay, we'll leave this for next week.